Welcome to Home Group. My name is Rick Renner, and today I'm here with the Joel Renner.
Dad, it's good to be with you.
I'm glad to be with you.
And with you too, Mama.
And we're with
Great
Denise.
Great to be with you, Joel. Thank you, Rick.
I think we're all wearing the same clothes we had on in the last Home Group.
That's because we didn't change.
That's right. We did two Home Groups at once. But we want to thank you for joining us for a Home Group. We just love this time together.
We do.
And if you have a prayer need, we want to pray for you. If you'll just call the number on the screen or send us an email, when we hear from you, we're going to really pray. Joel, we pray, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. And you know what? God answers our prayers. He really does. And we receive testimonies. And thank you for sending us your testimonies. We read them all. And we receive testimonies and testimonies, pages of testimonies. And you know what? We serve a miracle, wonderful Lord Jesus Christ. And He does miracles in our lives. And we see them, we read about them all the time.
Just before we came in here to do Home Group, Joel, I read pages of testimonies.
It's truly amazing. God does miracles. And if we call out to Him, He will answer our prayers.
Well, today we're going to continue talking about 1 Peter from the RIV. But I reminded you that last year at this time, our ministry came out with the RIV. It is a parallel study Bible for people of faith. And I always say that if you're a person of faith, this is a study Bible you've been waiting for. And it's called the Renner Interpretive Version, or the RIV. I want you to quote it. We want you to use it. It is a conceptual interpretation of the Greek New Testament with footnotes and commentary. But last year at this time, we came out with this Burgundy version, which was James and Jude, and that was the first volume. Now, Peter is out. You can order 1 and 2 Peter. And while you're ordering 1 and 2 Peter, I'm wrapping up 1, 2, and 3 John to be released next year at this time. There's going to be 18 of these, Joel.
When you wrote 1 and 2 Peter, when you did the translation, what stood out to you? What was shocking out of all the verses you worked on?
Well, it's all so rich. It's just so, so rich. I'm always amazed at what lies below the surface in the Greek text that's not in the King James Version. Mm. You know, if you translate the whole thing and carry all the flavors into it, the Bible's only going to be about that thick, which is my problem. The RIV is quite huge. But that's really the truth. Every single verse of the New Testament is loaded with gems that are really are not fully conveyed in the King James Version. That's always shocking to me. What is there that most people don't get? Mm. But anyway, Denise, you've been using the James and Jude. What do you think?
Oh, I love it, Rick. The things that you bring out, I just want to thank you so much for your hard work. Now, I'm married to you, so I know. I know how much you work, so I want to thank you.
Well, this really takes sincere work, and I'm working with another scholar, an American Bible Society scholar, who goes over all my work. I'm working with another man who studies all my Greek. I mean, we're really putting this through levels of checking to make sure it's really what it should be. But today I want us to go to 1 Peter 1:7. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
1 Peter 1:7, so if you've got your Bible, turn there. And in the RIV, we always begin with the King James Version to give a comparison, and then we give the RIV. So we begin with King James, then we go to RIV. So Joel, read the King James Version of 1 Peter 1:7.
That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ.
Peter was writing to Jewish believers that had been scattered abroad, and they were all going through really rough persecution. And when you go to the very first of 1 Peter, he even identifies where they were living. But I mean, they were really going through rough times and felt like they were in a fiery trial. So in the King James Version, he says that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth. Okay, here is the RIV. Are you ready? So that the fire you're going through right now, although intense, when it's over, your faith will be clearly seen as genuine, reliable, tested, and true. And footnote number 53 explains why it's interpreted like this, and it says, the words, the fire you're going through right now, although intense, when it is over, your faith will be clearly seen as genuine, reliable, tested, and true. Now, Denise, listen, you're going to love this. It is a translation of the Greek word dokimion, which describes something that has been tested and found to be true and genuine. It can also be translated as something that is authentic, reliable, approved, trustworthy, and real. Because the object scrutinized has passed the test, it can be viewed as genuine and authentic. And in the ancient world, this particular Greek word was used to describe testing the purity and strength of metal, or testing coins to see what was real and what was counterfeit, and even testing the character of men before they were allowed to hold a public office. In regard to testing metal, the metal was placed in a fire that burned at a high temperature. It was then placed in a fire burning at even a higher degree, and finally it was placed in a blazing fire that burned at the highest degree of all. Three such tests were needed to remove from the metal all the unseen impurities that were hidden from the naked eye. Prior to those tests, the metal may have looked strong and ready to be used from the viewpoint of the naked eye, but unseen defects were resident in the metal that would have shown up later as a break, a fracture, or some kind of malfunction. Before one could be assured the metal was free of defects and thus ready to be used, three purifying tests, burning blazes at three different degrees, were required. The process was lengthy, but the tests were necessary in order to achieve the desired results. Such fiery tests were also used for testing coins to see if they were real or counterfeit. There was such an abundance, and this is amazing. All of this is in this. I mean, this is just amazing. There was such an abundance of counterfeit coins in circulation in ancient times that it became an accepted practice to test coins to determine if they were real or counterfeit. If tested and proven phony, they were rejected. Only if the coins were tested and proven authentic were they approved, pronounced as good, recognized for use, and kept or put into circulation. Lastly, similar fiery tests were used in Athens to test the character of individuals before they were permitted to be installed in any public office. Being a public officer was so serious that to find out if an individual possessed the right inner character for such a noble position, he was thoroughly examined by a supreme council to see if he could pass a character test. If a candidate was approved, then he was chosen for public leadership. But if he failed the character test, he would be eliminated from any public leadership in society. And in this verse, Peter uses this word dokimion to declare that if we stand in faith and continue to do what is right in the midst of fiery tests, when the fiery circumstances are over, the genuineness and authenticity of our faith will be proven, and it will be visible and clear that our faith is pure and strong like metal, genuine and not counterfeit. And after a scrutinizing examination, this person's character will have been validated and verified, and he will be deemed fit for advancement. It is the picture of one who has been tested, approved, and received as genuine. Denise, all of that is in this one word. It is just, it's just amazing to me. The word trieth. And that's why the RIV says, so that the fire you're going through right now, although intense, when it's over, your faith will be clearly seen as genuine, reliable, tested, and true. You know, I think the benefit of the RIV, I love the interpretation itself, but these footnotes explain so much. It's like every one of these footnotes preach.
You were speaking about how coins were weighed. And the reason we have, if you look at coins today, they have these ribs on the side of them. And the reason those ribs were put in place is because people would shave off. They would shave off the sides. And that's how they would, that's what they used to weigh coins.
That's right.
But now, since they start putting ribs on the side of them, they realized if you can't see the ribs, then something's been shaved off the edges of it. And I think it's very important that people are tried, that we are tried. Our faith will be tried. It says that the trial of your faith, it's not if, your faith will be tried.
It doesn't say that God tries you. Life itself will try you. Life has fire. If you haven't found out yet, fires come in life. But hey, the verse goes on to say in the King James Version, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth. Well, the RIV says it will be a faith that is precious, prized, treasured, value, and of even greater worth than pure gold. And footnote number 54 says, are you ready for this? The words precious, prized, treasured, valued, and even of greater worth are from a form of the Greek word polytimos, which is a compound of polos and timi. The word polos speaks of something that is quantitatively enormous or vastly significant, and it conveys a sense of something that is so valuable that it's precious, prized, cherished, treasured, and valuable, and so dear, the word dear is from the word time, that it is right to assign honor and reverence and value to it. And as a compound, it describes something of great worth, either because of its rarity or the high cost to obtain or to produce it, and therefore it is precious. And likewise, you know, when you have really been through fire in life and your faith has been proven to be the real deal, your faith becomes very precious to you. It's very precious to you. Amen, Denise?
That's really true.
And the King James Version then goes on to say, more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found under praise and honor and glory at the appearance of Jesus Christ. But the RIV says, more precious than gold that degenerates over time. Gold that degenerates over time. Footnote 56 says, degenerates over time literally means to destroy. It depicts something that is devastated, destroyed, ruined, or wasted. Although gold is an enduring metal, even gold disintegrates over a period of time, and thus even the finest gold is temporal. But our faith never disintegrates, never passes away. And in fact, the RIV goes on to say, although your faith is being intensely tested through the flames of fire, now it will finally be found to be so marvelous that it will result in a round of applause and a standing ovation. Oh my gosh, that is powerful. One of these days, Jesus is going to give a round of applause to those who stayed in faith, even when they were going through fiery times. And listen to this. Whew. Finally found is an interpretation of a form of the Greek word heurisko, which means to find or to discover, and it's where we get the word eureka. Eureka means I found it. This is going to be a eureka moment. And a round of applause and standing ovation is from the Greek word epinos, which depicts applause or a standing ovation for a masterful performance. This makes me want to be faithful just right now for a masterful performance. And by using this word, Peter informed us that a day is coming when our lives will result in God being given a round of applause and a standing ovation for what he has masterfully performed on the stage of our lives. Denise?
I'm just thanking him for his grace and his mercy and in our lives, and that he's given us this faith. It's the most precious thing.
You know, faith people often don't talk about the fiery trials they've been through, but they all go through it. And by every major faith leader, we know them. We're among them. They all go through fiery trials. But they don't burn up. They prove their faith is the real deal. And they live their lives in such a way that when it's all said and done, they want to see to it that God gets a round of applause and a standing ovation for what was performed in their lives and in our lives. Don't you want that to be true of you, Joel?
Absolutely. And the Bible says when trials do come, we should be grateful for them because it proves our patience.
You know, couple years ago, I wrote our autobiography called Unlikely. It's pretty big. If you don't have it, you could lift weights with it. But it will really encourage you. It's about our adventure of faith. When I was writing our life story, which is very, very honest, I mean, I don't talk just about the good moments. I talk about everything we've been through all these years. There were so many moments when I was just writing our life story, Denise. Think about the things we've been through on the front lines of the gospel and the part of the world where we live. I mean, unimaginable, unlikely things that normally would break people and destroy people. But we came through every one of them shining to the glory of God. And it just made me, as I was writing the story, want to stop over and over and over, just to stop and say, Lord, thank you. Thank you. And when you think about what your faith has been through and how your faith has carried you, you really value your faith. You value your faith. It's so precious to you. And that's what Peter was saying to his readers. Joel?
I'm thinking about Polycarp, the martyr.
Oh, yeah. That's a precious story.
Precious story. And you can look it up. And he was asked to revoke his faith. And he says, I've been a Christian for...
He's been faithful to me.
80-something
years. 80-something years. And I have no reason to not be faithful to him. That was beautiful. And he died as a martyr. And the Lord is faithful. And we have every reason to be faithful to him. And I think that example of Polycarp is a great, great one we can all follow.
Don't you want God to get a round of applause for what's happened on the stage of your life? Think about that. Denise, you're crying.
I know. Because it's so real. Because it's so precious. Because our faith is the most precious thing. And I definitely want Jesus to get a round of applause when my faith in him is revealed someday. That is awesome to think about.
Joe, would you read the King James Version of 1 Peter 1:7 one more time?
Yes, let me get there.
Go there, 1 Peter 1:7. I'm really having a good time doing this deep dive into the Greek.
So awesome,
and the
Rick. It's great.
I just want this to be a blessing to people, Denise. I worked hard on this.
I know you did.
And I give all the glory to God. I just believe this. There's so much wealth in this. Go ahead, Joel.
1:7?
1:7.
That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ.
All right, I want to give the whole RIV of this verse. Not a word-for-word translation, but an interpretation.
Does it one thing, Rick?
Sure.
When he said that, I thought that Jesus is not going to be applauded when he looks at me about your faith. He's going to be applauded, I pray, about my faith. What God told me to do, not what Rick was supposed to do, or did he cheer me on, or anything like that. That moment when we stand before him and he receives the applause, it's all about your faith.
Well, listen to the RIV because it gets to that. It says, so that the fire you're going through right now, although intense, when it is over, and it will eventually be over, your faith will be clearly seen as genuine, reliable, tested, and true. It will be a faith that is precious, prized, treasured value, an even greater worth than pure gold that degenerates over time. Although your faith is being intensely tested through the flames of fire now, it will finally be found to be so marvelous that it will result in a round of applause and a standing ovation of praise, honor, and resplendent glory in the moment when the curtains are pulled back away and Jesus Christ is finally revealed. That's the moment I'm living for, Denise. That is, people often ask me, Rick, what is the main motivator of your life? That one right there. One of these days, I'm going to look into Jesus' eyes, and I want Jesus to look at me and say, you did what I asked you to do. You were faithful all the way to the end. And I got a round of applause because of what you allowed me to do in your life. I live for that, Denise. That's what I live for, Joel.
It's beautiful.
Any comments, guys? Pretty quiet on the set.
It's just so serious. And it's also so focused, you know? It's very focused what's important.
It really
kind of what's vital.
Puts trivial things away,
absolutely.
Doesn't it? Any comments, Joel?
No.
Well, I want to thank you both for being with me, and thank you for letting me share from the pages of the RIV.
And thank you, Rick, for writing it, working so hard on it.
Well, I just want it to be a blessing. I want people to love the Bible. We're believing for a revival of the Bible in the body of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Father, we just thank you so much that our faith truly endures every fire. I pray for people that are going through hard times.
Yes.
God doesn't send the hard times. I don't know why you're going through fire. But my friends, you've got a faith that can survive it all and come out even better on the other side. We thank you for our faith and help us, Lord, to let you do what you want to do in our lives. In Jesus' name. Amen. We'll see you in the next home group. Bye-bye.
Please like, subscribe, and share this video with your friends so more people can see it.